This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome to A Little Happier. I'm Gretchen Rubin. This mini episode is brought to you by The Moment of Happiness, my email newsletter where I send you a happiness quotation every day for free. If you'd like to get The Moment of Happiness, just email me at podcast@gretchenrubin.com and write quote newsletter in the subject line, and I'll sign you up. A few days ago, my family and I dropped off my younger daughter, Eleanor, at summer camp. It's her first time at sleepaway camp, her first time at this camp. And, you know, I think like many parents, I felt anxious. You know, was she going to have a good time? Was she going to make friends? Was everything going to be okay? I'm really waiting to get that first letter. And as I was thinking about this and feeling concerned for her, I comforted myself by remembering something that I had read in a book by one of my favorite writers about parenting. I'm just a big fan of the work of Michael Thompson. And one of the books that he wrote is called Mom, They're Teasing Me. And it's about basically issues related to children's friendships. And the book talks a lot about how to help children at risk and about how to handle school and neighborhood problems. But one of the main points that Michael Thompson makes, and this is the thing that really comforted me, was that we can't spare our children normal social pain. Normal social pain is part of growing up. And as much as we as parents want to protect our children from that, we can't. And in fact, I was thinking about it so much in the car on the way back that I went home and looked up. There's a whole chapter on normal social pain. And this is what I read. And I found it very comforting. Normal social pain comes from the inevitable and nearly universal aspects of group life and peer interactions. Every child is teased. Every child has a fight with a friend. Everyone likes someone more than that person likes them. A child can't be expected to have too much perspective on that. After all, it may happen to everyone, but it only hurts when it happens to you or someone you love. That's where we as adults have to remember that this normal social pain will pass and that there is a tomorrow with the potential for friendship and acceptance. And I just remind myself, I can't spare my children from normal social pain. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.